Blog Talk Radio.
With so much going on in this world, it's imperative that you stay tuned in to current events and your intuition, all while expanding your awareness. Talking with Tina holds space for you to call in for mini intuitive tarot and medium readings, learn about ways to raise your vibration, and stay in touch with the latest. Let's talk. Good evening and welcome to Talking with Tina. Thank you so much for joining and sharing this space and time with me. Today is a Wednesday, August the 28th, 2019. Can you believe it? We are 3 months away. One more quarter from finishing the year. Doesn't it feel like we just started? Doesn't it feel like we just told ourselves we've got plenty of time for our resolutions? We've got plenty of time to make those decisions. We've got plenty of time to decide what it is we're going to do. And here we are, 3 months left. We are here, present, and accounted for. Courtesy of New Age Guild, Blog Talk Radio. Guys, let's build our community. Follow New Age Guild on Facebook. Follow yours truly at I Hear Tarot on Facebook. It is 7 p.m. Pacific time, 8 Mountain, 9 o'clock if you're Central, and if you want to get wild and wacky, it's 10 o'clock on the East Coast. Thank you so much for joining, being a part of, and making our 7th show. We're broadcasting from lovely Denver, Colorado, as you know, one of my favorite parts to share with you is hearing from where you're calling. If you're feeling open and would like to share, share from where it is you're calling. Don't forget to mention your name. More importantly, give us just a moment to connect. Then we can catch up on your name, all those introductions, and get right into the heart of your question. But again, I like to make sure that we're connected before you begin speaking, so I'm capturing everything that's coming through. The more open and I dare say vulnerable you are with your questions, universe, the cards will come through and reciprocate exactly that. And we're going to talk a little bit more about how that works as we go along the way. I'll share with you what is working in a question, and this is just going to be beneficial to you as you move ahead with your questions with me. But if you venture out and speak to others, whether it's your cards, psychics, could even be a friend, just learning how and understanding how to ask those right questions and how the answers can benefit you. For those of you that haven't called in, you can reach me at 760-888-5700. That number, again, 760-888-5700. We are going to talk about, we got some good stuff tonight. We're going to talk about the number 10. That number is surfacing because today is the 28th. In numerology, you add those two numbers together. We come to a 10. That is a serious number. Serious number for a lot of reasons. But it might also help explain to you why you're experiencing feeling maybe more introverted than usual or maybe the opposite. Maybe more extroverted, getting things done. Maybe you're feeling like more of a team player, or maybe, again, it's the flip, and the number 10 can do that to us. Maybe you're feeling like it's just you against the world, and you had everything in the palm of your hand, and now things are shifting. You are so not the only one. Let me just tell you, I have talked to many a person this past couple of weeks who have been experiencing that. I myself am experiencing that and struggling, and I'll share with you, I'm struggling with people and honesty, feeling like it's me up against this one and that one, gets to be pretty heavy. We're also going to talk about another matter that's come up a couple of times this past couple of weeks, where the question is, why am I holding on to this weight? And I'm going to go ahead and just preface and asterisk that comment with, I'm not a medical professional. Definitely seek medical advice. I am not a doc, but I can share with you energetically what's coming through when I've been asked that question more than once. Why am I holding on to this weight? What came through left me speechless. It applied to me. It applied to the gal with whom I was speaking. And I want to share with you, just to give you some of the insight, in case it's helpful, again, as most of the time the cards will share, not just to me, but to others as well. We're going to talk about how to raise our vibration, how to stay focused and central on what it is we're trying to create in this wide world. Before we move on, I do believe we have a caller on standby. Tamika, my love, are you there?
Yes. Hi, yes, I'm here.
Hey, thanks so much for joining. Where are you calling in from?
I'm calling from New York.
New York, my dear. Thank you so much for joining. What's on your mind?
Thank you. I have a love and relationship question. I wanted to know if you could please tell me if you see someone I know named Frank, if he is involved with a girl named Elaine, and if you see he and I in a relationship ever, I could give you more details if you like.
Yeah, let me go ahead and shuffle the cards. So you're wanting to know if Frank is involved currently in a relationship with another gal, and then more importantly, will you two come together? Is that right?
Yeah, the girl's name is Elaine, or anyone else you pick up.
Okay. Now, let me see what the cards want to say. Give me just a moment here to shuffle. Let's just see what's going on with Frank or what's going on around him. Do you happen to know, Tamika, if Frank and Elaine have had like an ongoing relationship, like they were friends in the past, or if there's any kind of history with them?
I don't think so. I'm not sure. I know she just started, we all work at the same job. She started working there after January, and I started there in last August. And so I'm not sure if they know each other before then. I don't think so.
Okay. The reason I ask is because it does look like they get along pretty well. Like, I am seeing a connection between the two of them. Right now, I'm not getting that any real action or anything, I'm going to use the word real or substantial, is happening right now. It almost seems like there's just more of a connection and a camaraderie. The possibility is there for something to happen, but again, I'm not seeing any real action being taken on that at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see what else they want to say. It does feel like, Tamika, that there is potential for them to have a relationship. Again, taking that camaraderie and that connection and moving it a step forward. It does look like if that is going to happen, it's going to happen more slowly. It's not going to be just all of a sudden this whirlwind. There's going to be again, like some friendship as a foundation and some connection as a foundation, which is what's coming through first.
Do you see he and I?
Let me see what the cards want to say about you and Frank. Hold on a second. So, wow, I tell you what. Yeah, so I kind of feel like I'm being double-sided here, Tamika, but the cards are saying there is definitely potential for you to have a relationship with Frank as well. What's coming through for him is when he does have a relationship with whether it's you or someone else, he's pretty committed. It's not like he's going to date around. So when it comes to you two having that connection and taking it a step forward, if that's what you choose to do, it's a matter of making sure he's free and clear of any other relationship and he's committed to the relationship that he wants to have with you, which it does look like he would be very open to doing.
Okay, he and I, we were involved this whole winter, and I'm not sure if it's ever going to happen between us. I don't know how he feels about me or if he's seeing other people or if me and him are ever going to take it, you know, there, if he feels that way about me and we're ever going to happen, you know. That's why I called.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I kind of wanted to know, you know, like, what's going to happen, like, how he feels about me and, like, what the future holds for us. And ask about this other female because, you know, we all work at the same job. He hangs around her. He follows her around a lot. And I don't push anything with him. But he kind of, like, knows how I feel. I'm just wondering if how he feels and if this will ever be, you know. Or if
I'll tell
just...
you what's coming through. Kind of playing the feels. So what's coming through for you, and this might be the difference between you and her, you and Elaine, right? He knows with you that when it comes to being in a relationship, you're clear on that. This is what's going to happen. These are the parameters. This is what I want, right? For him, he might be on the outskirts of that because he's not necessarily ready to commit. But when he knows he is, then he knows he can have that relationship with you. It's a little more open at this point with her because there's not as much of an obligation on her end. Not that your obligation, there's anything wrong with that, Tamika, because there's not. He just knows with you, this is more serious. We've spent time together. We know about the connection. We know what's going to happen next. And with her, it's a little more open, so it's more free. But when he does come to you, he knows he needs to be ready. And so it's not so much that he doesn't feel for you. It's more so him saying, okay, now I'm ready. Do you follow the difference?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's where he is with you.
Is that ever going to come through for us? Like, is that, are we ever going to
see
that?
Yeah, I'm going to ask. Yeah, let me see here. Yeah, I am getting that for you. I am getting that for you. 3 is a really big number that's coming through. So it's going to be when he's ready and he wants to take everything that he's got with you and really put it somewhere and make something happen with it. That's what he's going to decide to do. Right now, he's just kind of tiptoeing around that. And that's what you're sensing because you're obviously intuitive. So, yes, but you're going to have to give a little bit of time because he's still got to feel like he's got the decision before he's like, all right, this is it. I'm totally in.
Yeah. My birthday is on the 3rd. Next week on the 3rd. And as far as I know, she has a boyfriend. I don't know if she cheats on her boyfriend. And, you know, but I'm just like saying, I'm just telling you like a little bit more about this.
He's definitely got some freedom with her, and so there is nothing wrong with what it is you're trying to create and hold your space. So don't give out on that just because of him. You just got to keep holding that, and then he'll have to figure it out and where he wants to go at that point.
So you're seeing like 3 years?
No, let me see if they want to give me a time, my love, and then we'll have to move on to another caller. But 2 things. Well, let me see here. If I'm going to give you a time at this point, what the cards are indicating is, and I know it's going to feel like a long time, what the cards are indicating is up to 7 months, my dear. So by summer of next year, if there's something that's going to happen with you two, it'll happen by then.
Okay, I'm feeling like I might even leave my job by then. I don't know because I am looking elsewhere just to, you know, get to something better. So I don't even know if we'll be still working at the same job by then. Maybe, maybe not, but okay.
Yeah, and that'll be, it's interesting that you say that, Tamika, because what did come up is a shift in career, but I was seeing that more for his side. So it's more so the sequence of events that are coming up. October, for some reason, is another time or date that's coming up for you. But, yeah, it almost feels like what the cards are saying, right? Go ahead.
He's going to his birthday is October 28th, and the cards are saying that he's going to leave the job?
Well, it feels like it's going to be a shift for him, too. So you're right to pick up on a shift, whether it's career for him or you. I can't see who it's for, but it does look like it's going to be a significant parting of ways, and that's more of what moves you two forward than an actual date.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes. All right, my love. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for your help. Thank you.
You're welcome. Of course. Take care.
Take care.
You too. Thank you. All right, guys, that is just the perfect question to segue us into what is going on, right, which is making decisions for ourselves and then making our decisions for our relationship self, right? That's two, as much as we want to say, oh, I'm the same person inside and out, that doesn't always work that way, right? And there's also the matter of free will, letting other people be who and where they are when they are. Also looking for the same freedom. But here's the thing. When we have a connection with someone, it doesn't necessarily mean the rest of life is going to be sunshine and roses. It can actually be very opposite, where we don't know what's going on. We're feeling a loss. We're feeling powerless. We're feeling uncertain. We're feeling unloved. And we go into this terrible hole of I don't know what. And we look up, and by the time we can see, we're not even sure what it is we're looking for, or what it is we know anymore. And this is another great example of the number 10. Let's talk a little bit about that, right? Because we were talking at the intro about the number 10 and where that brings us, right? And in numerology, guys, that doesn't necessarily like mean one thing defines, one number defines who and what you are. It just provides insight, gives us a little bit of an influence to who and what you are at this time in your life. And sometimes if you have your chart read, you'll be told this number is more prominent. That doesn't mean you and your evolution isn't going to change that number and the attachment that you have to it or the influence that it has on your life. But let's talk about this number 10 to make it completely kicked it off with this is how I am. This is how I do things. And then when I'm looking into this relationship and this connection, it's different. All of that kind of changes, right? It's almost like we're looking at a reflection of ourselves in a pond. And we see ourselves, the water is clear, we're solid, we know what we look like, we can resonate with our image, with our reflection. And then that water shifts, whether it's someone throws a pebble in the water, whether the winds blow, maybe our toe creeps into the water, and then everything starts to move, and those ripples happen, right? And then it shifts what aspects of ourselves that are highlighted, what might kind of fall to the side. That's number 10, right? That's 10 happening in our lives. So 10 is all about, or can be, all about independence, right? If you look at the number 1 and then you look at the number 0 next to it, it can be 2 numbers, it can be 1 number, right? So we're seeing independence there. Time to, and feeling the need, and you guys are probably noticing this as well, feeling the need to finish projects. And maybe you're like skipping over that need and you're like, all right, it's time to start another project. But first, of course, is that desire to finish a project. You're also good about feeling alone, being alone, doing things alone, right? There's a lot of confidence in the number 10. Even though the flip side is there's still that element, there's still that sliver of yourself that wants to be joined. And this is where the conflict can happen, where you're like, I feel good with him. We've had some great experiences. I'm feeling good by myself and independent and fiery. I got it going on, because you do, right? And then we look at this relationship part of ourselves and we're like, well, I'm not feeling as on fire as I was before. Hey, so what is going on? Are we better together? Are we better apart? What is this looking like? Right? And that's where the number 10 is surfacing. It's not you, my loves, dear listeners. It is not you. You were just in tune. You were just aware. You were just connected 10 is the completion of a cycle, right? And so this can be kind of an emotional time for us where things are just coming to an end, whether we want it to or not. A lot of times, you all, we don't notice it because we see the beginning of something new. So we don't really think of it necessarily as literally, just for a moment, whether or not you have children in school, whether or not you're in school, whether or not you live next to a school and you've noticed traffic changing. It's the first day of school. Almost overnight, you stop saying it's the last day of summer. You've already fast-forwarded to it's the first day of school, right? Already the beginning of a new cycle. We've already looked over whether or not we've acknowledged the end of a cycle. That's truly what's happened, right? So then just think about that. Now it's new acquaintances, new teachers, new students, new classmates, new parents. Whatever it may be for you, that's what's shifting in your life. Another great example of the number 10, right? And so that's where it starts to move into your connection with other people. You're independent, and all of a sudden, you're thrown in the mix, and you got to be connected, right? And so almost, where does that leave us? Do we have any of that transition? Do we have that pause, start, slow motion, getting to where it is we're going to be next? All that fanfare is gone, right? We're not even offering that to ourselves, giving ourselves time to prepare, to complete, and to begin again. It's a lot of times where we get stuck because transition is happening around us, the world is happening around us, but we are still one. It's you, your beautiful soul, and the skin and this body that is you in this lifetime, right? So we're going to keep expanding on the number 10. Now that we're talking about bodies and what our soul is in this lifetime, we're going to talk about one of the readings I mentioned earlier about a gal who was asking why her weight wasn't dropping. We're going to expand on that. We're going to talk about continuing positive momentum, how to stay focused and centered and grounded in the melee that is this world. If you want to reach out to me independently, don't hesitate. You can find me at 234-97-TAROT. Follow me on Facebook at I Hear Tarot. I also go live twice a week so we can expand on whatever questions you may have. Speaking of which, I do believe we have Sonia, my love, from Pennsylvania. Are you there?
Hello?
Hi, Sonia.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, it's Tina. You're on the air. Where are you calling in from? Is that Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
Oh, my dear. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I just wanted to ask a question about my present career, my job.
Mm-hmm.
I've been there about 2 years now, and it's, you know, going great so far. And I was just
mm-hmm.
wondering about if you see any upward mobility, any promotions or anything of that sort.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead and shuffle the cards. That's a pretty clear question, so let me see what they want to say. So here's a couple questions, my love. Sonia, let me ask it to you this way. Would you be open to, because I am seeing some ability for you. I'm definitely seeing that potential there. And you already have a great foundation at this point. And what was coming through was, would you be open to staying with a company, but in a different aspect? And I can't tell if that's moving or if that's in a different department or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, you'd be open to that?
To what? To move to a different area?
Yeah, just to be something different than what it is you're doing now.
Yeah, you mean like slightly different?
Yes.
Yeah, I would consider everything. That's not an issue.
Okay. Yeah. So I am seeing that around you. Let me just flip a couple more cards here. Yeah, okay. Yes. So I am getting a little bit of energy. It feels like, oh, I know. Okay. So it was feeling like sensitivity, like, okay, it's time to move. I put my dues in. I've qualified myself. You know, I'm the real deal. And now it's time to move. And they're talking about, this is one of the things that your company likes about you, is that you're really committed, you're really clear, you're really devoted, and you're a hard worker. All of this is good, right? And it's being recognized. And so it feels like you may be feeling itchy, like, hey, now is the time. Just give it a little bit more. And I know that's not exactly what you want to hear right now, but it looks like something will come together for you. And they might actually kind of collaborate with you and be like, hey, this is what we're thinking. We'd like to develop this. Because they like your ability to kind of flow through different areas. You're not just, blinders on for what it is you do. You've got an awareness of what else goes on around you, and they like that about you too. So, yes, it does feel good. The potential is definitely there. If you are feeling itchy, like it's time to move or be recognized, just give it a little bit more time, and then it's going to start to appear for you.
Okay, you're picking up like a time frame for this possible change?
I wasn't getting it too far away, Sonia. Let me just flip a couple more cards. Something was coming up for me just a minute ago, but let me flip a couple more cards and see what they want to say. So I am getting, I know it's going to feel like it's a long ways away, but I'm getting within, I'm still getting within 6 to 8 months is what's coming through. Now, when I say 6 to 8 months, when I say 6 to 8 months, my love, that doesn't necessarily mean all the way out till like 8 months, you know, till June of next year. I'm getting that sooner, but I'm just giving you the range. It feels like by April to June of next year, you'll be pretty settled in. Feels pretty. 4 is a big number that's coming up for you, which is why I'm getting April of next year. But I'm also getting, I don't know, keep an eye out for September. Something might start to come up then, but for things to really start shaking down, I'm getting it closer to April of next year by that point.
You mean September of next year or September this year?
No, September of this year. So you might like something like might pop up, like it might be something in passing, like, hey, next quarter we're going to start this, or hey, next year we're going to have a budget for this or something like that. So you might just keep your antenna up, Sonia, because you might hear something in the next month or so, but it's not going to actually start to manifest until closer to the end of the year, the beginning of next.
So you mean like possibly a new position or something?
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's where, again, that collaboration might start to surface. But again, they really like you because you know your stuff. You've got it. Feels like you've got a really strong background. But you also bring it to the table with the company that you're with right now.
Yep, that's true. I've been there about 2 years, and I've come a long way. I'm sure I have a lot more to grow and learn. But I do want to, I do want to move up.
Yeah, they do see that. So keep, like I said, keep your antenna up this next month, like September, October. And then you can expect by the end of the year, the beginning of next, for something to really start to show through.
So you said the position will possibly manifest within September, October, but it won't be official until like towards the end of the year, beginning of next year?
Yeah, you might hear some buzzing around now in October, like, we need this, or, you know, the budget's going to be bigger next year. We're looking to fill it with something like this. And then it'll really start to surface the beginning of next year.
Right. And then that means they'll probably have to get someone to fill my position.
They would. And what it feels like for you is, and I'll be honest with you, it would be, they keep using, the cards keep using the word collaboration. So it would be you talking to them, working out what it's going to look like, and maybe even taking on more responsibility. But it's because they see you being capable.
Okay, absolutely.
Yeah, that's pretty exciting, especially when they're coming to you wanting to work through it with you.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Thank you so much for calling in, my love.
No problem. Thank you. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
Thank you. You too. Bye. Ah, oh, that's a beautiful question of how things, allowing things to manifest. That is not easy, right? Letting the world create itself so we can then walk on to that next ground or that next terrain that is where we're supposed to be, that is going to define or become our new space. Right? And so what's coming through, which is really beautiful, is, and again, it feels like Sonia's intuitive and starting to feel like now is the time I should ask this question. Here I am, me, I'm independent, I'm the number one in the number 10. And then that other zero is wanting to collaborate. That other zero, that other part of the number 10 is wanting to collaborate, wanting to come together, wanting to create a team, right? So it's this back and forth where, hey, I'm part of the team, that's 10. Then you become one because you're doing your work, you're the employee, and then you're wanting to feel that collaboration again, coming back to the number 10, coming back together, right? Again, feeling like you've served your time, and now it's time to go to move to the next level. There's also a lot of energy around 10, right? Sometimes we're feeling like we're independent. Sometimes we're feeling like we're a team. And that energy can be a little wonky. It can be a little disconcerting because it's like, wow, it's not mine, but I'm sensing it, but I'm moving myself back to it, but I'm stepping away from it, right? 10 also carries the vibration of leadership. Leadership and professionalism, right? Again, when we're feeling the influence of 10, much like Sonia's call, it really starts to surface for us that need, that desire for recognition, for understanding, for acknowledgement. We're getting close to the end of the year. Again, it's the last quarter coming up. This is about time. Bonuses happen, raises happen. Where is the value that's being presented to you that you're being recognized for? Guys, this isn't you. You're not being paranoid. You're not being out of the, this is your intuition kicking in. It's that number 10 influence saying, baby, it is all you. There is nothing wrong with being recognized for your contribution, right? This number 10 also allows for the resolution of problems. You can hear me saying the same thing in so many different ways. That's the beauty of 10. And I share this with you because, again, this is all about the number 10. But it probably applies to you more than you think, more than you realize. So you're feeling a little unsettled and uncertain of the direction to take. You're not being overly sensitive. You're not being too unaware. You're being just right. Because it is about time for those questions to surface energetically. Because you are a leader. You are aware of what it is you have to offer and the value behind it. And that itchy feeling is starting to surface because it's time for some movement. Whether it's the completion or whether it's a new phase, it's time, right? Looks like we have another caller on standby. Tony, are you there?
Yes, hi, Tina. I'm here listening.
Hi, my dear. Thank you so much for calling in. Where are you calling in from?
I'm calling from Texas.
Cool, Texas. Well, my favorite state, my dear. What's on your mind?
Well, it's a lot of stuff on my mind, but let's just go ahead and focus on, I would say, my employment. I applied for a position, which is a possible promotion. I just want to see what you can tell me as far as that.
So you applied for a position within your company, and you're wanting to know what that looks like.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, if I'm gonna have an opportunity, chance for a promote, or would I be? And I'll because I also applied to transfer to a different location. So.
Oh, I see. Okay. So the promotion and the transfer, is that one and the same, or it's two separate things you want to look at?
Well, it's the same thing. You see, I applied because I wanted to transfer from the location that I'm at to another location because it's closer to my home. So within that transfer, they had a promotion. So I went ahead and applied for the promotion. And, of course, the lateral movement might be or.
All right, so you're breaking up on that, but let me just make sure I'm asking the cards the right question. You asked for a transfer, which is the same thing as a promotion, and you want to know if that's going to come through for you?
Yeah, no, I did a transfer, but if I do a transfer, I could just go in as a supervisor. If, you know, if I don't get a, if I don't, of course, if they don't promote, if I don't get a, the promotion, because the position that the new center that I'm going to is also, they have an opening for a management position, so which I went ahead and applied. So I went ahead and applied for the management position and, of course, for the supervisory position, just in case they did not, I did not get promoted or I did not get the position, at least I'll be able to transfer to that location.
Okay. So let me just ask the cards what they want to say about the transfer and what they want to say about the promotion. Let's just see in general what they want to say for you. Well, I'll tell you what's already coming through, Tony, is the cards are saying it's time for change for you. What was coming through first has more to do with you at home is what I'm seeing, which moves closer towards you being closer to home. I think you said that with a transfer. There is more to be said about that, but here's the deal.
Mommy.
They're saying, Tony, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Listening.
Okay. Yeah, so they were saying that the transfer or whatever brings you closer to home looks more likely for you right now.
Yeah, I kind of figured.
Yeah. But what they're saying is don't totally close the door for the promotion. Don't totally close the door on that yet, but right now what it looks more likely is that the transfer to be closer to home. It feels like there's something more to work out there. That's why I'm saying don't totally close the door on the promotion. But right now it's like that needs to be settled first. And then when you're ready to pick back up with certainty and move again and you're clear on it, then you will be. So if you do get that transfer, just give a little bit of time to settle in. And I'm not even seeing like years and years. I'm seeing it being like within a few months where you're like, all right, yep, I'm ready. And then you get to move ahead again. So just settle into where it is that you do land, and that'll give you the foundation to move to the next place.
Yeah, because where I'm at right now, they did have a management position, which I did not apply for it, which I have the feeling that they were waiting for me to apply for it, but I did not. I don't know why. Intuition, I guess, like, I felt like they were waiting. Like, they knew they had it. They didn't tell me anything, you know. But, I mean, I just kind of felt like they were waiting for me to apply, which I never did. I just, like, no. I think they knew that I wanted transfer, and I made it very clear that I wanted transfer.
Yeah. Listen to your intuition on that one, because home, like I said, the moment I flipped the card surfaced, and it feels like it's really going to serve you. So you got to trust your intuition, Tony, right? And so it feels like that was surfacing for you, because that's where you'll need to be at least a little bit to kind of settle things down and ground is what they're saying. And then you'll be able to pick back up with certainty without a question, which is really where they're going to want you to be and where you're going to want to be. So trust yourself on this one. I don't get it being a bad move for you. Not at this point.
Yeah, I just feel like, it's going to be the person that's going to get the position. Oh, I just do not see eye to eye with her. So I'm just like, I definitely gonna have to get out of there.
Oh yeah, yeah. Again, and just yes, exactly. And again, what was coming through for you was home and balance. And so it just feels like you'll get to put your focus where you need to, and then you can make a grounded decision on what's going to happen next. And everyone's going to see that too. You'll be clear on it, and everyone's going to see that you're clear on it, which helps them be clear. So it feels good for you right now. It might not be exactly the way you want things to happen, but definitely, Tony, keep trusting yourself and listening to your intuition.
I was thinking about it today, and I go, you know what, I should have applied for the position because I'm going to kick myself in the butt later on if we're not doing it, you know. And and I'm just like, I really would, I mean, it's a lot of extra, it would help me out a lot financially. But I mean, that was just something that I was like unsure, and I'm like, oh my God, maybe I should have just applied for the position and not transfer. But I didn't want to cut myself, and you know, but oh well, I didn't do it, so what's done.
Don't count yourself down and out yet. Just give it a little bit more time, and you're going to see why the transfer worked out better for you. I can't see what that is for you, but the cards are saying you've made the right decision at this point.
Well, thank you very much for your time. We appreciate it.
You're welcome, my love. Yeah, of course. Thank you so much for calling in.
Good night.
Okay, good night. Oh, beautiful question. Tony, my love, you've got to trust your intuition, especially as a mom. Oh, your intuition kicks in a lot of the time, and we like to push it to the side. But it is definitely your soul, your higher self, telling you, baby, you got this. You just got to make the decision. It's looking like this, right? Yes, your stomach can talk to you. It growls at me all the time. Right? But when our higher self kicks in, when our soul kicks in and wants to share a message with us, we don't hear it on the same level that we hear each other's voices. We don't hear it on the same level that we hear our own voice, someone else's comment. Yeah, you might have a good friend who's got great advice, who knows you as well as you know yourself, if not more. But when your soul speaks to you, it speaks to you on a different level. It speaks to you through a different vibration, whether that's goosebumps, whether that's numbers lining up on the clock, whether that's a message that comes to you just before you're fixing to fall asleep, and that insight pops into your mind, and then you fall back asleep and decide to take action the next day. Maybe it's a lack of taking action. Maybe your soul is speaking to you by not giving you the certainty that you need to make a decision, right? We got to think about this. How is it? And just for a moment. How is it that your soul speaks to you is the first question. How do you recognize it is the second question. And then how do you respond to it is the third question. I mean, all of those are heavy on their own. But how do you recognize your own soul whispering to you, goosebumps? Is it dreams? Is it someone saying something that you were thinking? Is it missing that envelope in the mail? You see it 2 weeks later and you missed the opportunity, in quotes, or you think you missed it? Or was it your soul helping you out and saying, now isn't the time? There's something else for you. And how do you trust your soul? Right? That's what these conversations are about. It's connecting, reconnecting with the soul that inhabits this body. Because after this, food for worms, right? This body that we're in is just a vessel. Whether it's a sturdy ship that sails around the world without a problem, whether it's one that kind of limps along, whether it's one that has a huge mast, Maybe it's one that's petite and small. Maybe it's one that spans several feet. Right? It's just a vessel. It's going to get us to where it is we need to go. Speaking of which, I want to share with you. More than once in the past couple of weeks, I've gotten this question. And it's the beauty of Tarot, because it's the messages that come through for who's asking, but also gets to enlighten all of those that listen or are around. In my case, me, as the messages come through. This gal was just very open with saying, I am struggling on how to lose the weight. And I got that question from another gal, and I'll be honest with you all, I have asked the same question myself. Why am I holding on to it? I'm dieting, I'm exercising, I've got the intention, I've got the vision, I've got my size whatever up, that's going to be my hooray size, and I finally made it, and when I get to where, like, I've done all of that, right, as I'm sure you have. Gal I was talking to said the same thing. Prior to that, someone else asked the same question, why can't I drop it? What is going on? And so what's coming through, or what came through, is this. The vision was her holding on to, like, when I say holding on to, I mean, there is a picture of her. We'll even use the word Polaroid, right? So imagine a Polaroid, right? And it's this perfect self, this perfect vision of what you think you should be, right? And to lose that weight, you keep grabbing at that picture, because as soon as you have that picture, you are that picture, right? So just imagine this fabulous Polaroid of yourself. Everything, hair color, length, everything is perfect, right? I'm not saying you're not perfect, because you are, but for the sake of this conversation. And so she kept grabbing and holding on for this picture, afraid that she was never going to get to have and be this picture. Therefore, she wasn't able to let go of anything else, because she was holding on so tightly to this vision of what was being taken from her, that even though weight is one of the things that wasn't serving her, that isn't serving her, may not be serving me, may not be serving you, we're still holding on to it because we're so afraid of anything else being taken away from us. I'm just going to say that one more time. So afraid of anything else being taken away from us that we don't lose the weight. So afraid that we won't get to be who and what we think we should be that's on that Polaroid. So we don't let anything go. And I was pretty speechless, because that applied to me. It applies to me. Definitely resonated with her. And it's a message that keeps coming through, especially, and, you know, women, we just, it's one of the plights that we have, being the female gender, right? But just imagine how I'm holding on to this. And even though I want to drop the weight, even though I know it doesn't serve me, even though I know it's not my highest and greatest, I'm still holding on to it, because I'm afraid of something else being taken away from me. So just be open to that for your consideration, for your awareness, for your enlightenment. And the soul was like, baby, we don't need all this. You are already. But it's tough for us to connect with our soul on that level. It's tough for us to see that when we can't see past the vessel that we are. Right? So just keep that in mind. Maybe just letting go and not having the fear of something else being taken away from you. That's what's coming through. Not that you think keeping all the weight is serving you, but it's the fear of letting go, or the fear of having something else taken from you. So we resist letting go. A little bit more on the number 10, right? Ooh, trusting your intuition. We're seeing that more and more. Trusting your guides. Letting there be the potential for resolution. Right? You're still responsible for all the decisions that you make in your life. You're still responsible for feedback, for the impression that you put out into this world. And that leads me to my next question with you all. Don't forget it. If you want to call in, we definitely got some time for a couple more readings. If you would like, you can reach me at 760-888-5700. If you want to catch up with me one-on-one and go into whatever specific question that you have, you can reach me at 234-97-TAROT. In the meantime, call me at 760-888-5700. We can address your question here and now. But let's talk about the number 10, right? So the number 10 is all about your independence and still the need for unity and connection and community, right? You're feeling your leadership, but you're also feeling the need to communicate and be a team player, right? So this is going to be and can be, again, you're straddling two different worlds here, and it's going to be a balance. But what do you do? Here's the question for you. What do you do when your leadership self, when your leader says there's something wrong in this world, there is an injustice, and whether that injustice is happening to me, in quotes, around me, or just in general, what do you do? And again, what does your soul do? Is it, and right away you say something? Is it, that doesn't really feel right, and you percolate and you think on it? Is it, I'm going to go home and let my dog know that I'm just not happy with the world? We all know that story, right? And I really don't think any of you get to that point. But maybe we aren't as nice to the cashier at our favorite store that we could be, because we're really struggling with this injustice that's happening around us. Oh my gosh, my loves. It can be from the very tip top of the United States. We're not going to name names. It could be from someone that you know on a personal level. Maybe it's a coworker or a boss. Like, what do you do when integrity and truth is being challenged and you're feeling the influence of the number 10, which is to speak up, to be a leader, to change things, to take action, but also that desire to not alienate but to communicate? What do you do? Getting back to the ultimate question this evening, how do you know? I'm going to ask you again. How do you know when your soul is talking? How do you know when your soul is talking to you? Again, how do you know when your soul is talking? And how do you know when your soul is talking to you? We all have soul connections. We all have soul groups. It's why you feel a connection with the people that you do. It's why you have relationships with them that might be fireworks. It's why you have relationships with them that might be through the span of years and years and decades of your life. It could be why you have a relationship with someone while you're traveling abroad for 2 weeks and you never see them again. It's because you have this soul connection. So I'm going to ask you again, how do you know when your soul is talking? And maybe your soul is trying to talk to you when something like an injustice surfaces. Do I speak up? Do I fear retribution? Should I just keep quiet and keep the peace? But when this 10 is influencing us, when this 10 is around us, that's your leadership. That's your voice. That's your throat chakra. That is your beingness being tapped on the shoulder. What do you say? What do you do? How do you know your soul is talking, and how do you know your soul is talking to you? Right? I'll let you ponder that. Maybe that'll kind of float around for you for the remainder of the evening. I hope it does, because the same questions I pose to you, I pose to myself. Speaking of which, souls have a wonderful way of communicating with each other. Sometimes it's through the eyes. Sometimes it's through goosebumps. You know, it could even be a gust of wind that picks up letting you know. It could be a moth. It could be a butterfly. It could be a bird. Right? It could be your soul group talking. It could be your angels, your guides, those who have passed. You got to trust yourself. When you see these signs, is it your soul communicating with you? And sometimes our souls want to be like, hey, I'm talking to you. Hey, I'm talking to you. But life is so busy and you're so engaged that you don't look around because you got things to do, you got places to go. And oh my gosh, I'm going to get past this yellow light because I got a meeting to make, right? So universe and our soul has a beautiful way of putting triggers into our life. And when I say triggers, again, it could be injustice. Maybe that injustice is surfacing in a different way. Maybe it's too injustice. You're like, whoa, when it rains, it pours. How do you handle that? Right? Is it your soul saying, listen, babe, it's time to talk. It's time to take it to the next level, which is usually the case. Or is your soul telling you, baby, you got to take care of your neighbor. Or you got to take care of your significant other. Or you got to take care of your little one. Or you got to take care of yourself. So the universe is going to put, and our soul is going to put these triggers in our life, in our way to go, burp, hold up, wait a minute, what's going on? Right? And so when those triggers happen, maybe someone cuts you off, maybe someone cuts in line, maybe someone's dishonest, maybe someone is challenging your integrity, maybe you're not getting the recognition you need for what it is you deserve. What do you do when that trigger surfaces? Do you take it out on the cashier? Do you run that yellow light? Do you speed through? Do you not use your blinker? Do you not smile at someone that smiles at you? What do you do? And so your soul is like, listen, baby, you got to be true to you. And in the grand scheme, is that trigger really hitting home with the vessel that you're in, which is all action, or is it really hitting your soul? And if it is hitting your soul, how does your soul respond to that? But before you can even get to that point, you got to take a step back and ask yourself, how do you know when your soul is talking? And how do you know when your soul is talking to you? The goosebumps, the dream, the song that comes on the radio. What is it? Right? And I don't mean go inward and be completely disconnected from society, because that's not the way it works, and that's not what our soul is designed to or even wants to do. Right? Because we are all connected. We are all one. But I tell you what, those triggers come up, and I will be honest with you, I've had a couple this week, and they keep resurfacing, and so I've been struggling. Do I take this action? Don't I? If I do, what's going to happen next? And that fear that surfaces and bubbles, that stops me from taking action. Let me talk to my family. What do they think about this? Am I going to be alone in this decision? Am I going to have to hold my own? Is that the number one out of 10, that leader coming out? Or is it going to fall back to the zero in the number 10, which is all about community wanting to be united and feeling that need to be supported? What is my soul saying? Can I hear my soul speaking? Got to be honest with you all, I'm still working on it. Still trying to tap into that level of vibration and of self that's going to help me with these triggers, right? And it's not even enough to know that and realize it. You got to then grade yourself on how you respond. And let me just tell you, that changes every given opportunity and instance. Maybe I didn't say anything and I was exceptionally pleasant to the cashier. And then when I got home, I walk right past my neighbor, don't smile, I collect my mail, and walk right in the house. So now I'm done. Right? It's those triggers. Oh, you got to keep that in mind. Leaving you with the question, how do you know if your soul is talking, and how do you know if they're talking or if your soul is talking to you? Right. My loves, our time is complete for this evening. Thank you so much for joining. Follow me. Let's grow this community. Follow me on Facebook at I Hear Tarot, IHEARTAROT. Follow New Age Guild on Facebook. There are so many more people that have so much more into what's going on in the world that might resonate with you. I am happy to support and be here for you as well. Join me on Facebook Live tomorrow, where you get to see me in video answering and addressing your questions. It is what I love to do. I love serving and supporting you. I will be here next week at the same time until we speak again. I love you so much. Take care. And just think a little bit more about when your soul is speaking and how you know it's speaking to you. Take care.